what is the purpose of the conference on Tuesday?
The purpose of the conference is to remember the tragic fire and the 10 people who lost their lives in the fire at the Florida Industrial School for Boys, and to discuss the impact and implications today. November 18th, as you know, marks the 100th anniversary of the fatal dormitory fire on the campus of the Florida Industrial School for Boys in Marianna, Florida. This led to increased public focus on the school and calls to fix responsibility. So the purpose of the conference is to remember that tragic event and to discuss impact and implications today.
How does the fire, as well as this ensuing discussion that you're having on Tuesday, how does it fit in with all the other investigation that USF is doing, and how does it fit into the overall history of Dozier, of being this school of almost violence and mystery, so to speak?
Yes, I think the fire gives an opportunity, as it did at that time, to shed light on the issues of reform and the policies of reforming young men and at one point young women at that school at that time. So although in a lot of ways there were positive aspects of that process, there were things that have improved, but not a lot since that time. So the way that this fits in is that the USF research team led by Dr. Aaron Kimmerly would like to bring attention to the research and advocacy which is being done on behalf of families with loved ones who died at the school but who have been unable to find out what happened and to locate and recover the bodies of their loved ones. So this conference and the 1914 fire with the loss of those lives and their burial in the Boot Hill Cemetery on campus without really the place being marked or identified helps shed light again on the issue of other families who lost loved ones through tragic means, through unknown means at the school, and to help shed light on what the research, the results of the research, and help us to help families locate their loved ones.
Do they have any idea where those boys and the two school staff members, are they buried on the campus grounds? Do we believe they're in the graves that USF has excavated?
Yes, the results on November 18th, some of the findings will reflect that we have been able to identify what appears to be the bodies of the fire victims. So, yes.
Were they buried in the graves that have been exhumed?
Yes, they're amongst the graves that have been exhumed, yes.
Lastly, it's a wide-ranging series of presentations looking not just at the investigation and to some extent even not just the fire itself, but some of the other issues that have surrounded Dozier for all this time. Why is it important to have this wide-ranging kind of event?
One of the reasons is that we want to reflect the amount of public involvement that has gone into the research specifically currently and into the research that has gone on, the advocacy work that has gone on over the course of these last 100 years through the work that the media, such as the Tampa Bay Times and the Miami Herald, have done over the years, starting from 1914 to when the papers published information about those fires, to incorporate that advocacy and to bring awareness to that advocacy. Not only that, the NAACP and the local community advocates have always drawn attention or have been raising questions regarding the fire. So we wanted to reflect that kind of advocacy in our program, and also to have experts who have helped in the research from the Department of Justice, the National Institute of Justice. We have the plenary speaker, Dr. Gerald Laporte, to comment on the role of those kinds of agencies in funding the research and helping to fund and bring awareness of those kind of tools and resources that are needed to conduct this type of research. We have people from the University of North Texas who will talk about the human identification process, because all of these things involve process, involve some scientific analysis, and it also involves a lot of advocacy. So we wanted to bring the range of participation into the and reflect that into the conference, so that it is not just USF focused, but it's focused outward. And in the evening, we have even have the interfaith community who will hold a memorial and a commemoration, recognizing the core of the conference, which is the tragic death of those 10 people, led by Reverend Russell Meyer, to reflect again on the connection between the past and the present and the living and the dead, and to have conversations that encourage other people to pay more attention and to show that people have been paying attention over the course of time and to help us figure out what next. So we would like people to comment on how we got this far and to help us discuss what next, because there is still much work to do. And I think having a broad conversation about this and include as many people as possible will help Dr. Kimley, Dr. Wells, and I reflect and better put together what to do next.